Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzi, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzik. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. Hello, lovely soul, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzik. I hope you are hanging in there and surviving what has been a huge energetic month. It's been a lot. Now, if you've been feeling it, then I get it, because I've also been really squeezed, let's say, this month. There's so much going on energetically. We have a lot of planets in retrograde. We've got two full moons, a new moon. Mercury goes into retrograde this month as well. So hang in there. And if you've not already, get yourself a copy of the freebie library. The link to that is below. There are resources, there are meditations, there are things inside there that can deeply support you as you navigate your spiritual path and the journey of life, which isn't all roses, butterflies, and angels shitting fairy dust. I've really been squeezed myself, and I had my Facebook hacked. It was really tough. It was a really tough week last week, let's just say that. Now, if you usually follow me on Facebook and you've realized I've gone kapoof and vanished, yes, my personal and business page is gone. So follow me on Instagram, or make sure that you are signed up to the freebie library so you'll get access to my newsletters. And when I return from my trip, I may set Facebook up again. I may not. Who knows? I'm still undecided. I've taken this as a huge opportunity that the universe is clearing some stuff out for me, and potentially a blank canvas. So who knows whether I'm going to return to Facebook. Right now, you can still catch me over on Instagram or this podcast or my mailing list. Which leads me into this episode, really, which is about plant medicine, big decisions, and my journey to Peru. Now, I haven't taken recording this episode lightly for a few reasons. One is that I'm not indigenous, I'm not a shaman, I'm not from the Amazon, and it isn't my medicine to talk about. However, I noticed something on the spiritual path with people wanting to go and explore this without maybe a deeper understanding as to what it is, what it can support with, and what maybe not to do. So I hope to open your eyes to some questions and share my personal experience, which is what this episode is about, my journey back in 2017 and the journey I'm about to embark on, which is starting very soon. So before I dive in, I just really want to pay my respects to the Shipobo people, the Amazonian tribes that have used this medicine for thousands of years for healing. It's a sacred medicine. I pay my respects to Grandmother Ayahuasca, to Madre, and to all the plants that are used for healing in the Amazon, and the shamans and everyone that holds that space. This is their medicine. This is theirs to share with the world, which I really stand true to my heart, that it's done in an ethical way with full respect to their traditions. So I'm paying respects to them and hoping that you do the same whenever you're embarking on a decision, if it may be to go and sit with this medicine or to embark on a healing with a shaman, that they come from the traditional ways, because it's so important, especially when you're thinking of embarking on the plant medicine journey, that you're held in a sacred, safe space. Now, if you don't know what ayahuasca is, it's a psychoactive brew that originated in the Amazon, in Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Brazil. Now, it is a mixture of the vine and the leaf, known as ayahuasca, and it translates to vine of the soul. And it can induce altered states of consciousness, but it has been used by the Amazonian tribes for so many years in a variety of ways for healing. If somebody in a tribe was seen to be sick, whether that was mental or physical, they would be given ayahuasca by the shaman of the tribe, and it would induce healing. It would open up pathways to support their healing journey, allowing them to see a different space. And the Shipobo people, who I'm actually going to sit with on my journey, are known as energy surgeons. You know, they've been working with this medicine for so long. They understand the traditional roots, and any physical ailment they see has an underlying energetic component, which may tie into trauma, which may tie into something from the past, this life or another. And they are able to work energetically in ceremony to support people with their healing. But please note that ayahuasca doesn't heal you. There is a process, a pre-work journey during the ceremony and integration afterwards that all support the journey of healing. Now, I don't know everything about this plant. Please don't take this episode and be like, oh, Charlotte knows everything about ayahuasca. I don't. I know bits of information from my own personal experience that I want to share, the journey, you know, the insights, and also opening up a conversation if it's been spiraling your energy field, or it's coming up that maybe this is a journey you want to embark on. This is by no means any way a recommendation to say that it's going to do anything for you or anything like that. So I was first introduced to ayahuasca in 2015. Now, this was because my husband, my partner at the time, was starting to do some research. There were things that were coming out and he started to get really intrigued by plant medicine. I had no interest at first in it. It didn't pull me in. I wasn't like, this is something I want to do. I'd been on my healing journey for a number of years, and I'd been in therapy, I'd been seeking out coaches, reading lots of books. I was well on the path, and I'd been seeing a therapist for a number of years to support me with my own past and healing it. And I'd made leaps and bounds. I'd done a lot of progress. I'd healed from my bulimia. So I was feeling pretty good about where I was. But this kept coming up for my husband and I. We were embarking on our big round the world trip in 2017, and he felt really called to go and sit with ayahuasca. At that time, for me, it was a hell no. I was like, nah, don't want to do that, not interested at all. And then I kept that stance for about 18 months. I was like, I'm just not interested in it. I was curious about what it potentially could involve, how it might support my healing journey, but I was never like, oh my God, I really need to go and do that. Until we were about 5-6 months out from our trip, and all of a sudden he was watching these documentaries, he was learning so much about it, he was telling me so much about it, and I was all for him going on his own and I would find something else to do. And then all of a sudden I remember going into a meditation and I just got this wave of go do ayahuasca. It was like this energy wave that like moved through my body. I couldn't really explain it. I couldn't tell you where it came from. I wasn't really tapped into my spiritual gifts back then like I am now. And I just couldn't explain where this message came from. And I remember just turning around to my husband and saying, I've just felt this real urge and this wave to go. I don't know why, but this is what I'm feeling. So I'm in. And I didn't really go and do much research on it. I was confident in all that he'd done. He was checking all the retreats out. He was doing lots of research and he did the legwork, which is one thing I want to recommend, is that you do your research before you go. Speak to people that have done it. Find recommended retreats that hold people in this safe space. And if you're a first-time drinker, as they call it, if this is your first time going to sit with ayahuasca, I recommend you do it the traditional way. You go to South America. And I know that might sound like a really big journey for you to embark on, but it's worth it. Because they hold such a sacred space, there are a set number of people that support during ceremony. You get all the pre-work, which is vital for your journey. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to go and sit with plant medicine this weekend, which I see happening. And it worries me because the journey's massive. It's huge and it's challenging. Now, that's not saying it replaces therapy, but you can get 1,000 hours worth of therapy in a ceremony which can last anything from 4 to 15 hours. Now, you think about a journey that you're on for 16 hours. Yeah, it may be really painful, but it can be as equally rewarding. So if you are thinking of doing it, please do your research. My husband was so thorough with everything that he learned about, with who to sit with. He went and did review research. He was speaking to people, emailing people before we decided where we were going to go. And in 2017, we ended up going to Ecuador to sit with a Mexican shaman who was absolutely incredible. We did 12 days with a mixture of ayahuasca and San Pedro and Sweat Lodge. So it was a very intense, scary journey. And it was a huge undertaking mentally, physically, emotionally. Before you go to this ceremony, there is 4 weeks worth of pre-work that you embark on, which is diet restrictions, energy restrictions, which is supporting cleansing you to get you prepared for ceremony. And this changes, you know, I'm day 3 out from flying to Peru, and I'm currently no coffee, no energy work, no processed foods, no fermented foods, no mushrooms, no CBD. And there are a lot of contraindications with this medicine, which I really want to drill home. If you currently take certain medicines for anxiety, for depression, if you've got a history of psychosis, there are so many contraindications which are so thorough when you go to a proper retreat. They ask you and you have to have an interview process. They decide if they're going to accept you on board. This is all the things that I've done when I've been to retreat because that allows them to see if this is right for you. The process for that I've personally found with ayahuasca is that this journey I was called back to 2 years ago. So in 2017, we had our retreat. It was incredibly hard, but it was also incredibly transformational. It was a really interesting journey that I went on, and I wanted to leave. I wanted to walk out after ceremony 3. I was like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. It was so difficult. I'd had really challenging nights within ceremony and I was ready to walk. And the facilitators and everyone that's there, they support you. They help you navigate it. A psychologist was on site and it's like, they guide you to help you to uncover the reasons you want to leave, why it's so hard. And I ended up staying and I'm so glad I did because it was really transformational for me to stay until the end. So about 2 years ago, for those of you that don't know, I have chronic period pain known as dysmenorrhea. And I've been navigating this for about, I'd say 8 years, but more so the past 5, where it has got worse. I've tried modern medicine. I've gone down the route of ultrasounds. I've seen gynecologists in Canada, in the UK, in Australia. I've been prescribed medication. I have taken tablets to stop it. I've gone down the holistic route. I've seen chiros. I've done past life regressions. I've done kinesiology. I've done acupuncture, Chinese therapy. I've detoxed. You name it, I've pretty much tried it. I would do anything to be able to support myself in healing this. I've done a lot of inner work around letting go, releasing, surrendering, trusting, stepping into my feminine energy. And unfortunately, it's not provided any solution. Now, 2 years ago, I had a past life regression where there was an element of energy work involved, and my guides and everyone came forward during that session. And basically, the message came through to go to Peru. Now, I was a little bit shocked because it's never really been on my radar to go to Peru to do plant medicine. I was like, oh, okay. So I sat with that. I didn't go and book anything straight away because it didn't kind of feel like the right time for me to embark on that journey. So I just trusted that if that was the path, I would be guided towards it. And then obviously through my journey of hotel quarantine, which was hell in and of itself, I got the message again to go and sit with ayahuasca. And this is how so many people that I've spoken to receive the downloads or the message or the pull. It doesn't come from the mind. It comes from something else. And they say she actually calls you. Ayahuasca calls you towards her for healing. And I must have received this message maybe 9 or 10 times over the past 2 years. And in the past 6 months, it's been coming up a lot more. And I started to really give attention to it. Okay, I see that this is a message. Guide me. Show me the path. Show me where I need to go. And all of a sudden in my 3D, I started seeing more companies and posts and people experiencing it. And I was like, okay, I'm listening. And then about 5 weeks ago, I just sat back and all of a sudden the wave came again. This huge wave of this, go to Peru and sit with ayahuasca. And I think I was mid bleed. It was probably day 2. I was in hell. I was bed bound, feeling very sick and nauseous, and nothing seemed to be able to stop the pain. And the message came through. And it was so strong, I got emotional. And I was like, okay, I'm listening. And within 3 days, I'd booked my retreat to go to Peru. So this isn't a whimsical decision that I've just plucked out of the sky. It's one that's been brewing for a while and one that I'm taking very seriously because it's a huge journey to embark on. And I am going by myself and I'm going to the Amazon. I'm going to be completely cut off from modern society, no phone, no access to Wi-Fi or internet. And that in and of itself is a big journey. It's like, whoa, no phone for 8 days. Oh my goodness, what's this going to reveal? What's going to come up? And I don't know the answer to that question. So I believe ayahuasca will call you. She will pull you in her direction, and please take your decision to go sit with her very seriously. It's not, oh, I'm going to go and sit and do plant medicine. It's like become a buzz, I think, in the spiritual community that everyone just goes and sits with Aya, and it is far from anything to be taken lightly. There's a lot of work involved in the journey before, during and afterwards. Pre and post ceremony, I have found, are the most challenging because you change on an energetic level before you're going, because she starts to clear out. You start to purge, challenges come up. And that's exactly what I've been going through the past 3-4 weeks. This incredible sense of lostness has come back for me. I'd worked through it, felt really good. And then all of a sudden, no. I don't know what I'm doing. And I can literally sit there and go, I have no idea what I'm doing in my business anymore. I'm just searching and hoping for some clarity to drop in, and it's not been coming. So I'm trusting that the medicine is going to provide whatever I need and also to deeply support me in healing my period pain. I'm so ready to release and let go. And the interesting thing is that my Facebook got hacked on Friday, a few days ago, and, you know, I've lost 13 years of memories, all my stuff from my business, all my testimonials, everything just gone in an instant. And it's like, I almost feel like she's clearing out And we say she because it's grandmother. The plant is known as a grandmother, and I feel her energy is currently clearing out for what I'm about to embark on. I don't know what the journey is going to look like. I don't even know if I'm going to want to share when I come back. However, what I do know is that I feel called to share this now for those of you that are intrigued, that maybe have heard the buzz around it, that want to know something about it from someone that's actually been in SAT. So this is what I wanted to share. So for me, post-ceremony, returning to the real world is hard. I hate using that word. I don't like to say anything is hard, but you're basically like born again and you're trying to step out into the world and you've no idea who you are. You've no idea what you're doing. You just are this new person that shed so many layers of beliefs, of your past, of trauma maybe that you've been holding on to. You've made these deep, profound connections with other people, with the earth, with the Shapobo, with your shaman. And then you're entering the world, like drop back into 3D of buildings and people and places and things and busyness. And it can be almost overwhelming. I remember the last time I ended up in Cartagena, so overly stimulated. That was just like, it was so uncomfortable those first few weeks back from ceremony because I had no idea who the freaking hell I was. And the lessons kept coming for days, weeks, and months following the journey. Even I would say years, like years following a ceremony, the medicine is still working. She's still working to clear out, to support you, and to help you on this journey of healing. And I'm ready for it. I'm so ready to experience this and to guide me on healing and this and anything else that comes up to the surface. I'm just so open to receiving now, receiving this healing and seeing what comes forward. So just to know if you've seen it spiraling or if you see people holding plant medicine ceremonies, please tread with caution. Any medicine, any plant medicine, like whether that is psilocybin, whether it is San Pedro, whether it is ayahuasca, even like Cambo is the frog medicine, like anything, please tread lightly with your decision. It's not something to just go, oh, I'm going to do that. Like how many people are facilitating? What's their experience? Who did they study under? How many years have they studied for? These shamans in South America study their entire life to hold space. They're nurtured from children as the shaman for the tribe. And they are extremely qualified in the energetics that we are not. That there are so many Westerners that are holding ceremonies now that aren't, and there's no respect for the traditions. And that's what I really stand true with, that you need to take this decision seriously, not on a whim. Save up, intend to go in a few years if it pulls you in. And if it's not pulling you in, that's okay too. It might not and it might never. I've got dear friends in the spiritual space that are like, not for me, don't have any interest in it. And I'm like, awesome, it's not for everybody. And I think it just becomes this new buzz, like the latest thing that's coming out. And everyone's like, oh, you know, you just go do plant medicine. It's going to cure you. And it does not do that. It will take you to the depths and the darkness of everything within you for you to sit with, be with, transcend, work through, feel. And one of the greatest things I've noticed about any journey is your willingness to hold yourself through coaching, through healing, through sacred spaces, your willingness to hold yourself in life. And ceremony will bring up everything that you're not looking at. If you have control issues, maybe that's going to come up. If you have trauma from childhood, that's going to come to the surface. If you're holding on, you're not letting go or surrendering, you're going to be deeply invited into doing that within a ceremony. It is hard as fuck. It can be extremely traumatic and it can be equally as incredible and as amazing. So I'm definitely not poo-pooing plant medicine. I believe that it should be available in the traditional ways. I also feel that it's grossly misunderstood and it's not the latest buzz. And if you have that pull, go to South America, go to Peru or Ecuador or Costa Rica, but find find a retreat that's well-versed, that has a lot of testimonials, that there's a lot of recommendations, because there are so many out there at the minute that aren't, and so many people holding ceremonies in places they shouldn't be. And that's not, you know, oh, they shouldn't be doing that. I literally believe that this is such a sacred medicine that needs to be respected. And it is illegal in the rest of the world, okay? It is illegal to go sit with your friend down the road that has been to sit with somebody that's, you know, hosting a psilocybin or magic mushroom journey. And it's just bearing that in mind, that it will alter your state of consciousness, and to be held whilst you're in that space is profound and beautiful, but it's very, very sacred. You are sacred. Your journey is, and everything that you're healing through. I would suggest, if you haven't yet done any inner work, like, and I mean deep inner work, I'm not talking, I'm just going to go and do a meditation, a breath work. I mean your shadow work. I mean looking at your trauma. I mean your inner child healing, hiring a therapist if you've got lots of childhood trauma. I mean doing that work first before you decide to embark on a plant medicine journey, because that is going to bring stuff up for you. That will be that peeling back the layers, so you're able to then hold yourself if you decide to embark on a journey with plant medicine. If you want to do it, I'm not releasing who I'm actually going to sit with until I've been, because I will never give you a recommendation or say, I think you should go and do it with these people, until I've sat and experienced and have a recommendation. I will no longer recommend the retreat that I went to in Ecuador, mainly because I had friends that went back and things dramatically changed at that retreat, the way it was run. And I wouldn't want people going to that experience that I had back in 2017, just through what's come forward at a later date. But if I have a recommendation, then you are going to get it, okay? When I come back from the jungle, which will be in a couple of weeks, then I will give that to you. As a starting point, there is a documentary that you can go and watch, which is over on YouTube. There's also one, I think it's on Netflix now, it's called Fantastic Fungi, which talks about plants. The documentary on YouTube is called Ayahuasca, which has got Aubrey Marcus in it. There are podcasts that Aubrey has actually recorded. If you already follow him, then you can go and check some of those out. They are people that I trust, you know, their sharings, their learnings, their teachings, everything, but it's not for the faint of heart. And there is integration to be done following the work in ceremony, which I'm here for. And I'm deeply committed to this path and to my own growth and to being the best healer and coach I can be for my clients, for my friends, for my family, to be the best person I can be. And that's involved me healing a lot of my stuff. And I'm still here for it. And I'm nervous as fuck. I'm scared. I'm apprehensive. I'm going alone. I don't speak Spanish. There's so many factors within this. I'm actually taking real time off my business. No phone, no sessions. And that's because I'm deeply committed to this. And then I can show up better for my clients when I return. So there's a lot I've had to factor in. And I'm scared. And that is the truth around this, because I know what it could potentially involve. I'm going to probably be really uncomfortable. The dieta itself has been challenging. You know, no coffee, no orgasms, no wine. But this is, where do I possibly distract with those things anyway? Where do I potentially turn to a cup of coffee instead of being with myself? So yes, it's a process. It's a journey that I'm courageously stepping into. It's not for everybody, and I get that. And I think just ensuring you're finding sacred space holders, not just taking one person's recommendation, get four or five. Speak to different people, read reviews online, follow people on Instagram, and ask what their training is. Where did you go and learn? Like, who taught you? Have you sat with some Shapobo masters? Who's your head shaman? Like, these sorts of things are the questions I would be asking when I'm going to sit in plant medicine now. How many facilitators are there? How many people are in ceremony? How many people are there looking after? What's the pre-work? What's the post-work? All of these things should be asked. And if you're not getting asked any of these, then alarm bells for me would seriously be ringing. So it's also important to remember that ayahuasca doesn't heal you. It guides you on your journey to healing. It guides you to opening up and maybe awakening and seeing what you've not been able to see. And I'm hoping and holding the intention that my chronic period pain is supported for me to heal this with the Shapobo tribe, with the shamans, and seeing what it reveals for me. So I will be MIA for the next couple of weeks, and I will be back working from the 4th of September. So if you're looking for a Reiki healing for when I return, you're going to get some good energy, that's for sure, because I'm going to have cleared out everything. The link to book is below. Get yourself that freebie library. If you're not already following me on Instagram, make sure you're doing that. And I will see you when I'm back earthside from the Amazon. Much love. Bye from me. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.